Welcome back to This Green Earth, a weekly talk show on environmental issues and concepts of sustainability. I'm Chris Cherniak.
I'm Nell Larson.
And joining us in studio is Coley Ballou. She is the garden director at Summit Community Gardens. And Laura Cho, she is volunteer coordinator at the gardens, right? And get good and close to the microphones, and let's talk about what's going on at the gardens. It's, as we say, it's almost spring. It was spring yesterday. It was maybe spring today, and then it looks like it's going to be winter. And maybe that has an impact on some of your activities. But let's start with you, Coley. You're the garden director. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks for having us on.
Right. Tell us what you're going to do as garden director.
Absolutely, yeah. So I started this position in January.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited to be here. We have a lot of great new programs that we're putting into motion this year. So our mission at Summit Community Gardens is empowering people to grow food sustainably by offering a space to gather, learn, and grow. So our programs are a complement of that or reflection of that. The garden started in 2015 with a partnership, Summit County, Summit Land Conservancy, Basin Recreation, and Summit Community Gardens,
mm-hmm.
To preserve. It's a 1.5 acre space located just off of Old Ranch Road across from Matt Canute Park. And in that, we offer 88 community plot gardens. We
88, have, so 88 different plots. For individuals, families,
correct.
to lease for the summer,
correct.
Spring and summer, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
And we also have four annual flower and vegetable demonstration gardens in that we can mm-hmm. Show and educate our community plot renters tips to growing at high altitude, as it is a little more difficult up here.
Right.
We also have perennial pollinator demonstration gardens, as well as Firewise demonstration gardens.
And Firewise.
Yes. So Firewise and Waterwise, we live in a place where it's quite dry and mm-hmm. arid. So water conservation, as well as keeping low risk of wildfire damage,
right.
especially as our community grows and develops and we get closer to more wild spaces. And so that's a really nice place. And then we also have a kids' garden as well.
Before we dig too far into the rest of your programs, tell us a little bit more about yourself and your background how you landed at the community garden.
Yes, sounds great. I'm actually originally from the Northwest, so I grew up on Bainbridge Island in the Puget Sound in Washington State. I spent about 10 years in Oregon for college and post-college. And in all those years, my mom actually, from a very young age, instilled gardening with me. And I remember planting corn and peas and lettuces and those things on the island. And then going into Oregon, I always had an urban garden, whether it was on my front porch with just little makeshift raised beds or whatnot. Then moving out to Utah in 2013, I followed a passion for baking as well as skiing, and realized it's quite a different climate up here.
Mm-hmm. So we have some challenges, definitely.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So I actually went to Park City Nursery and started working there, and that's where I got the foundation of high altitude gardening, and then spent 2 years working at Copper Moose Farms. I was running the flower department, so the annual flowers, and putting bouquets together, and learned quite a bit about both vegetable and flower gardening there. And actually spent another season at the Park City Nursery, which kind of led me into working with Summit Community Gardens.
And here we are. Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
A few months in.
So we'll get to some of the activities in a little bit. Let me introduce Laura.
Absolutely.
Laura Cho, you're the volunteer coordinator at the gardens, and you just started this position?
That's right. Yeah, volunteer and community outreach. So we have two AmeriCorps-supported roles at our gardens. So myself and then Nicole, who's our education coordinator, are going to be fulfilling those roles this season. My role is pretty broad, but it's sort of supporting Coley with her programs. And
what kind of volunteers do you need?
any kind of volunteer. Any and every.
For helping with events to coming and doing weeding, per se?
Absolutely. So all of our plot renters have sort of an 8-hour minimum requirement as well. So we do get a lot of support from our renters.
So that's 8 hours. In addition to taking care of their own plots,
that's right.
They commit to providing 8 hours of volunteer time through the course mm-hmm. of the summer.
Correct, yeah.
To do activities mm-hmm. or weed in general around. Okay. Yeah. What is the biggest need for volunteers?
Well, in addition to our renters, we get a lot of groups, community groups, other nonprofits, youth groups that would like to contribute to the community in some way. So they reach out to us to have a specific volunteer day. Our needs are changing based on the season. So this spring, we're going to be working with some composting, setting up some compost stations. We are going to be expanding our gardens a bit this summer as well. So we will have some expansion projects, clean up once, our spring sets in and we get the ground dries out a bit. We'll be able to start clearing up the beds, putting down some mulch, preparing the soil.
What's the expansion look? Is it expansion in terms of plots or expansion in terms of other garden areas?
This is pretty exciting. We'll let Coley give some details about that.
Yeah, so we'll be adding 40 additional community gardener plots. We'll be adding a perennial pollinator garden over by our beehives.
Right.
And then we're going to put in a fruit tree orchard with dwarf apple and pear trees, which will also help to expand our education programs, both in summer camps as well as adult education classes. And then we're also going to be working with Summit Lands Conservancy to put in some hops along our fence and possibly make a little hop tour around town.
Okay, fantastic. Do you have any plans for... like a garden, a produce stand or something like that?
Actually, yes. We'll be doing a weekly farm stand at the community gardens. So that will be on Wednesday mornings. So definitely be prepared looking for signage and things like that. But probably we'll start towards the end of June. Of course, weather dependent. So we want to get into our gardens as soon as possible, but it does look like we have some more storms in the forecast. So we just kind of have to work with that. But that will be for the duration of the summer, a weekly farm stand.
And is that something that'll be accessed like right from 224 frontage or Old Ranch Road or?
Good question. Yeah. So we'll have signage on 224, but it will be probably right in front of the gardens. So you will want to drive all the way in. Yeah. But there's great parking and really nice jungle gym for the kids.
Easy location.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And this is vegetables donated by the plot owners themselves.
The demonstration gardens. It's pretty amazing, like how much produce our demonstration gardens create. And in addition to the farmers market, we also have an excess of produce that we are able to donate to our local food pantry, the Christian Center of Park City. So last year we donated around 1,000 pounds of produce to the Christian Center.
And what did that include? What type of vegetables are we talking about?
So things that can grow well at this altitude. So a lot of leafy greens, lettuce, kale, spinach, chard, collard greens,
root
arugula,
vegetables.
And and root vegetables, beets, radishes, turnips. So things like that grow really well up here. Onions, scallions also. So
and maybe some honey.
We do have hives.
Yeah, you do have, I mean, you have a pollinator garden and you have a hive.
We do. So, hives are funny, though,
Exactly.
It does take a couple years to establish. And we have had, unfortunately, some of our girls have passed away. So, but there's always that opportunity to restart and rebuild. And it's all part of, especially gardening and growing at this altitude. So.
All right.
So you have the two of you on the team. Who else contributes to all of these programs that you're talking about?
So we have a board, an incredible board that provides us with all kinds of guidance and support. So the board is really the foundation of our nonprofit. I don't know if you want to talk a little more about the board and what they do.
Yeah, some of the board members have been with us since the very beginning. Lindsay Gammon, Jules Angel, Kelly mm-hmm. Vendetti, and they've just done such amazing work. In the last couple of years, we've been able to recruit Inza Riepen. She was the old executive director of Recycle Utah.
Right.
And we have some great new board members too. Natalie McHale, which is coming from Swanner Eco Center.
Right.
And Lindsay Covicelli also is joining us. So anyway, we have some really great people that are coming in together, and all the different skill sets that are really helping us to build and grow.
Yeah. And then again, Nicole, our other AmeriCorps member, and she's the education sort of coordinator, and she'll be leading up the children's camps this summer.
Okay. So what will kids do?
Yeah, we have some incredible camps, and quite a few of those are still open. Some of them are full, but we still have quite a few that are open. And on our website, you can find these all listed. So we are partnering with Swanner and with EATS this summer again.
And Recycle Utah.
And Recycle Utah.
Yeah. It's all about the partner camps, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And mm-hmm. in addition, we have some of our own camps. Just to give you an idea, we have... In July, we have Insects in the Environment. That is a kindergarten camp. Also in July, we've got Chopped, and that's going to be a really fun one with EATS, featuring what kids can harvest, learning about seasonal foods, and then also learning about how to prepare them and cook them. And then one of our own original programs in July is A Week in the Life of a Farmer.
Ah.
So this is
so they'll just be weeding nonstop,
right? Yeah. So this will sort of be a deep dive into, you know, everything that's involved in from seeding to harvesting,
working with the community,
obtaining a loan, small business associate, you know, financial aspects, driving a tractor.
Amazing.
I'm sure.
Heavy equipment.
Tool maintenance.
So all of that is coming up. When does the garden actually open? I mean, are you doing anything there now, or are you going to wait for this storm to pass?
There's still snow on the ground.
There's still snow on the ground?
In the garden. Mm-hmm. Yep. I actually was out there yesterday to just investigate, but we're starting to see little patches of ground, which is exciting. However, like I said, it does look like we have snow.
A few more days of snow.
However, the plan is, and actually... one of our events this year, this is kind of expanding and growing from events last year, our second Sundays. So these are free events for the public. Mm. And this year, expanding it to include coffee talks in the morning, opportunity for yoga for the community. Mm-hmm. And then the main event is in the evening, actually from 4 to 7 p.m., where we have live music, we have fun, family-friendly and kid-friendly projects and games. Mm-hmm. We're also inviting our nonprofit partners to be a part of that. So again, Swanner Eco Center, EATS, Recycle Utah to come and join us and celebrate. So it's May through September, kind of when we can actually access and get into the gardens.
Right.
So Sunday, May 12th, which is actually Mother's Day, is our first second Sunday of the season. And that's also going to be our soft opening. So we'll offer yoga from 3 to 4 p.m. With Oak and Willow. And then 4 to 7 will be... the event, and that will be, we're offering special herb and lettuce plantings that kids can do with their mothers. We're also going to have seedling sales. We're going to sell strips of Agrabon and frost cloth, and then have treats and hot cider. And yeah.
So you mentioned 88 plots. Are they all taken and accounted for?
They are.
Yeah, we are actually full, but we have a waiting list on the website. So we encourage people who are still interested in joining to sign up there. And again, if you aren't able to rent but you want to get involved, we do have so many ways to get involved, help out with the demonstration gardens, help out in other ways.
Are most of your, I guess, are they considered members when they have a plot? Are most of your members pretty active? Are they at their plot, you know, four times a week? Is there a real community around that?
There is a community, and there's a growing community. And actually, the way that we set up our community plots are in pods. And so the pods each have a vegetable name, arugula, radish, carrot. And in that... each plot renter can get to know their fellow community in that pod, and then they can help aid each other not only in weeding but also harvesting and watering and caring. So in that way we can all be a part of the growth and development of the gardens and of specific pods.
And this might be a good time to mention some of the adult education opportunities that we provide as well. We have two classes per month
So we're offering classes throughout the duration of the year. So one to two classes a month.
Right.
And it's paralleling the seasons. So this month we're actually doing a composting basics class. It's Thursday, April 18th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. And this will be headed by Inza Reepin, one of our board members. Mm-hmm. And then Laura and myself will also be there. That will be a really fun class, composting basics at home and in the garden. So we'll teach you good tricks and tips that you can do not only from your kitchen but also in the garden. And then on Saturday, April 20th, from 10 to noon, it's our second offering of a seed starting workshop, which will be held at Park City Nursery. So those are the two classes that we're offering this month, and then next month we'll get into perennial pollinators and prepping your garden, and we have a lot of fun other classes available, so you can find that on our website under the Learn tab.
Website.
Yep. Yes. So summitcommunitygardens.org.
Okay.
And then we have Gather, Learn, and Grow tabs, which you can access most of all of our information.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Coley Ballou,
yes.
Garden Director, and Laura Cho, Volunteer Coordinator with Summit Community Gardens. Thanks so much for joining us. And obviously all this information provided is available on the website, summitcommunitygardens.org.
You got it.
And it all gets started in May.
Fingers crossed.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for having us on.
Thanks for coming
on.
Thank you.
Stop by.